About 60 people gathered in the LCC Longhouse recently for a community conversation. KLCC reporters Brian Bull and Karen Richards wrapped up their year-long Native Voices series by holding a discussion with Oregon tribal representatives and educators on issues related to a sense of belonging. KLCC's Mallory Begay reports.
History and trauma was foundational throughout the conversation that covered topics like identity, sovereignty, and resiliency. Sarah Thompson is Deputy Press Secretary for the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde. She emphasized the importance of understanding that Indigenous people have always belonged in Oregon.
We are people of this landscape. This landscape provides for us. It has historically, it has traditionally, and it always will. Whether or not the federal government chooses to recognize that is a different story.
For the Confederated Tribes of the Siletz Indians, Robert Kenta said language revitalization is key after federal policies banned traditional practices.
All of those things that broke up tribal community ties and connections to culture and to the landscape that, you know, their ancestors had lived on and managed for thousands of years, that's our goal.
Leilani Sabzalian, an Aleutic Alaska Native assistant professor at the University of Oregon, agrees with Kenta.
I just feel like Native people have been assaulted in so many ways, our languages, our lands, our families, our educational systems.
Sabzalian said her role as an educator is to reaffirm a sense of belonging for kids.
We work with Native youth who will say things like, well, I'm not Native, but my grandma is, right? Alienated from their sense of selves. And so part of our work is to say, you are Native, and what your grandma teaches you is important, you know? And to get kids wanting to learn languages, to get kids asking their grandparents to tell stories.
Education is also a passion for Brenda Brainard, a member of the Confederated Tribes of the Siletz Indians. She's program director for the 4J District's Natives Program. She said the urban Native population is diverse, so she focuses on things like a totem pole project where all Native students can participate and belong.
That when they now walk through this community, they can see totem poles that they've prayed over and sang over and wept over for how they've been previously treated and the way they've been rehabilitated.
The community conversation also included dialogue about the need for balanced media representation that highlights successes. Again, Sarah Thompson.
We have tribal members that are lawyers. We have tribal members that are doctors. We have tribal members that work in every aspect of society. Let us celebrate that.
Those successes, though, should include recognition of historical trauma, Brainard said.
We have to be very careful to make sure that we don't overlook the historical items that caused us to be who we are and what we are today. Some of the baggage that we carry, we simply cannot unpack in one or two generations.
There are two features left in the series Borders, Migration, and Belonging, Native Voices. Support for the series comes from the University of Oregon's Wayne Moore Center for Law and Politics. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.